You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Love you so much. Well, I feel the same way, David Yontef.
I mean, before we get to the Scandoval, we talk more about the Scandoval, we have to talk about, you know, listen, it's not about me being, listen, you know, I love to talk about it from the producer business aspect. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about lawyers, you know. Everyone's
well,
this
know,
and
you
that.
Do know good lawyers, and you are a lawyer, so you have good insight. Yeah. You want to talk, you're talking the Brandy Glanville, right? Lawyer thing?
Yeah. I'm talking like this one said this. This is how I just love to be like, this is how the real world works, people. not in an insulting way, but like, yeah, like bitch has lawyered up, as would I. I've said this before. Now, I think, this is what I think. And we'll get into Brandy's statement from the lawyer. I believe, because after this happened, I was like, hey, everyone, I think Carolyn's going to sue. Well, guess what? She's really quiet over there. So I think either she's suing Bravo and we're all going to hear about it.
Okay.
Or she is got money and signed whatever to shut up. And that's what I think. No one will ever. That is what I think. Now, moving along, because we don't even know what happened. I believe Brandy's statement actually says that she was told not to contact lawyers. I'm sure she was by Shed Media, the same people that do Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Real Housewives of New York City.
Huge, yes.
they do Girls Trip. I believe that she was told, you know, don't contact lawyers. But I also believe that Brandy, look, I stand by once you involve lawyers and are litigious, yes. Everyone can leave your comments that Monique sued Netflix and now she's on it. Sure. You could even refer to the conversation Miss Sarah Fraser and I had a few weeks ago that NeNe leaks. Who knows if Atlanta is in the fucking toilet and it's like a dump and you're flushing it next season and you're flushing a couple more seasons. I don't know. I don't think NeNe will ever be back because she sued the network, but stranger things have happened. But I still think as a whole, when you involve lawyers, it's you don't just get back on the network. You don't that easily. Now, I believe that Brandy did take a step back and try to like call the network. And I think I'm making up my own backstory, but I think after like a week, 2 weeks, they probably weren't so gracious to Brandy's phone calls. And I think once you sit in it and no one is returning your calls, I think Brandy, the light went on and it's like, I might, as David and Sarah have been saying, I've listened to David and Sarah's podcast because I'm Brandy. And of course I listened that maybe I am done with the network and NBC. And to me, it's like, if you are done, if you are truly done and they're never going to use you again, it's like, yeah, lawyer up, bitch. That's the smart move. So this is how lawsuits work. So Carolyn could claim whatever she wants all day. Now Brandy's lawyers are basically painting her like a slut. Now I could take those words back and we can read
the statement.
Oh, you do?
You think they're painting her? I read that as they...
No, not Brandy. I think they're painting Carolyn as like a loose woman who loved this.
Oh, yeah. I do too. From Brandy's lawyer statement, yeah, 100%. They say, exactly, well, it's interesting. They're trying to force Bravo's hand, right? They want the tapes released. Release the tape. If Brandy is so predatory, let's see it. Because, exactly, they claim that Carolyn Manzo, I guess, was there drinking. People have been smoking weed all day. And Manzo was basically saying, I've never really been with a woman, but I kind of want to be with one now or whatever. Laughing, flirting, the bathroom scene came out, everything was great, talked to people, said everything was great, and then, you know, along the way has backtracked. So, yeah, it's certainly the way they paint it is like it's Shed Media's fault and Carolyn Manzo was a willing participant and then changed her tune at some point. And they're saying, okay, great. Show us why she suddenly changed her tune. Like what? Because she was all gung ho and all about it and all on Brandy and on this girl on girl action and then changed her mind. My opinion, you know, I think Carolyn Manzo has this like kind of family mama bear type thing. So if she was drunk and high, again, this is just my opinion and allegedly, I have no proof of any of this. This is just a complete, could this happen? She probably starts down the girl-on-girl track, and then she's like, wait a minute, I'm a grandmother, like, I can't be doing this, and then totally changes her mind, which, I mean, you have the right to change your mind. I guess it's just, you know, does that make, I don't know that that makes Brandy predatory or not, you know, like they said, roll the tape. Let's see what was on the unedited tape, because that would be proof, I would think, of if there's an issue or not.
I mean, this is how lawsuits work, people. Look, this is why, and I'm not saying rightfully so. I'm just saying true victims, and I'm not saying Carolyn is or not, because we don't know, but this is why true victims of rape and sexual assault don't come forward. Because this is, you know, you go to a lawyer and they say, you have to be ready. Like, you're going to get on the stand and they are going to paint you as this. This is how it always works. So you should come forward if you're truly violated, but you gotta buckle up and just, you know, a lot sure. of times people that are true victims are like, I don't have that. I mean, in me to do, I mean, I would be like, I don't say anything you want about me. Let's fry this motherfucker. But this is how it works. This is how it works. So I don't know what, you know, Caroline expected, whether she's valid or not. I don't know. I really don't know. I have no horse in this race, but well, this is how it works. They're going to paint you like a loose woman who, yeah, gave a thumbs up. Yeah, man. And I never kissed a girl and liked it until today, baby. These other things.
To your point, we don't even have any proof that Carolyn made a complaint, right? We just have the knowing facts that Carolyn and Brandy left the trip early, but we don't really know why, right? We don't know if Carolyn complained, if Shed Media shut it down. We don't know, right?
Carolyn went home on her own. Brandy was sent to the hotel and then sent home. Yeah, I mean, I think, right, Carolyn is never, I think we know that she said something to them, I think, but she's never said anything out loud in the media to anyone. So that we don't know. And to your point, right, they're asking for, I mean, it's a very smart move. And they're saying to Shed Media and Bravo, like, you know, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You ply women with liquor all day. And look, a lot of things they're saying are truth of how this works. You ply them with liquor all day and right. And like, shame on you for allowing this narrative to be out there. And how could you not have shut this down? Like, where is the statement? And Brandy's lawyer is going so far as to say, you're doing this for ratings. You're doing this to create the narrative so that everyone tunes in droves when this show comes out. Like, this is extremely irresponsible that you're letting this narrative go on about an innocent woman, you know, just for ratings after plying these people with liquor all day. Now, right. And so I'm not taking any sides. I'm just saying this is a good lawyer. You don't think I've taken the note of this, Mr. Damian West, ESQ, and Mr. I don't even think that's the person. I think that's because Lisa Shannon is at the, no, it's Duncan Levin. These are the people at Bravo because Lisa Shannon's high up at Bravo. So look, it goes back to what I'm saying. I mean, do I think we're not going to see Girls Trip 4? I mean, I've said that so many times. Look, I don't think we're not, but how do we see it now? How do we see it? Because you're not going to be able to edit the tape that this person is requesting, whether they get it or you have to hand it over. Now we get into legal things. But eventually, if there's some lawsuit, there is raw footage somewhere. So I agree. It's a great tactic. And now if that is handed over or that exists, how is this show now going to be edited? Because if you were going to edit it one way, now isn't that a lawsuit? If you're already asking for that, how are you going to edit this a certain way when there's a lawyer involved now? A lawyer's going to say like, yeah, we're actually suing you because look at how this is portrayed and this is not at all what happened. There's certainly a way to edit this that one side looks predatory or less predatory, right? So now we have a raw footage being requested. How are we going to see something on the screen that's anything less than exactly, I don't know.
Look, are you basically getting at that this lawsuit that Brandy's lawyers have filed is almost a way to, they're not going to show the footage at all? Is that what you think is behind this?
I mean, I think it doesn't help them showing it. I don't know. This is a big fucking mess. It's a big mess. Now, it's just like you and I have talked about. You come on my podcast, you don't like it, you want edits, this and that. I mean, the bridge is burned.
Yeah.
Right. Like, when you spend it, when you waste an hour of my fucking time, I'm sending this out. Because as we talk about, I'm of the people. So you don't want this episode aired? I don't give a fuck. It's being aired. So I'm sure that Bravo is not going to just scrap like $250,000 times 8. You know, and production value and renting and flying. It's a lot of money that was put into this filming of this Girls Trip 4. So I don't think we're not going to see it. It's going to cost a lot of money. Although, did you just see recently Julia Roberts having horrible screen testing for Shakespeare? She was supposed to be Shakespeare in Love instead of Gwyneth Paltrow. It cost them $6 million, the studio and Julia. I don't know if they had to pay her. I don't know how. I didn't read the article. But like, so look, it's a huge network, NBC. They might just have to eat whatever costs based on the exposure. But this is the stuff I love. This is why people listen to us, Sarah, because we like to break the fourth wall and talk about real fucking life. This is real life here. This is the type of shit I love. Remember you told me last week to get inspired?
Yes.
A Scandoval and who cheated on who. I mean, we'll talk about that. Yes. I'm not over it. I'm just like, come on, guys. Well, let's talk about bigger things.
Right. People have affairs all the time.
Even though we're going to talk about it soon, because that's all you guys want to talk about. And mama needs to eat. But I don't know. I mean, how are we going to see Girls Trip 4 when now there's a lawyer that's wanting edited? I mean, Bravo, tisk, tisk, tisk. How are you going to edit this? Because Brandy's going to be watching, and so is her lawyer. So look, I don't know, girl. I don't know.
Genius play by Brandy. And I think to your point, I think you've said it from the start. I don't think we're going to see Brandy back on Bravo for a very long time. I mean, I think this is probably it. Yeah. So I think to Brandy's point, what does she have to lose? Like you ought to go big, go home. Maybe you can get a settlement. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God. Sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff. So I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code Frasier20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code Frasier20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Frasier, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, Frasier20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Frasier Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think that, first of all, guys, in the real world, you know, like, this takes a minute to hire a lawyer, draft this, like, that she might have been doing that all along. But I think she was not doing this. I think she was like, I know what happens, because look at Nene and look at this one. And when you get a lawyer, that is the nail in the coffin, and I don't want the nail in the coffin. I think that, listen, I had Brandy on this podcast and I said this. I've said this. If I didn't say this, let me say it now. I was, because you never know what to expect the first time, right? I was blown away by the level of intelligence as a person Brandy had. Like, my takeaway from speaking to her one-on-one was, look, I don't think she's innocent. Yes, I think she gets drunk. I think she drinks too much. I think she changes. But I was shocked at, like, she wasn't difficult at all with me. She was on time. Like, it was very professional. Like, the talk was high level about how housewives work. I was like, wow, this girl is smarter than a lot of people give her credit for. So I think, to me, just my own analysis is, like, she was probably trying to work on it. And, like, look, all these other people are fucking afraid to blink an eye at Bravo, because they dangle the carrot. Oh, maybe in 20 years you can get back on the show. No, girl, you were fired. They're never going to hire you back. So I love when someone's like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Yeah. And wait, you haven't fucking returned my calls or emails for, oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. I'm really banned. I'm really done. I'm never going to be back. And then you're like, right, now I have nothing to lose. I would do the same. I would do the same thing. I would try to work it out with a big network of, like, I want to come back, guys. But once the light went on, it would be like, I'm not the chump. Like, I'm okay to be canceled. Like, as a person, me, David, I would rather stick my hand in the fire than have you just dangle that carrot. Once I realize, there's no fucking carrot, guys. I'm not your fucking trained monkey. So I think that's what happened. And I think now she's like, I have nothing to lose and I don't care. And like, you're going to say, I mean, these are what she did it. That's a thing. But if you didn't, you're letting this narrative about me perpetrate. How dare you? How dare you? And I am going to fucking sue you. So I thought this letter was brilliant and it covered so many points about the plying of alcohol and how Carolyn wanted it and asked for it, whether that's true or not. That's what a lawyer does. And that's where I'm like, well played, Brandy, for now. Right? That's
yes,
all.
Very well and, played. Yes.
And I just think, I don't know. I don't know what this means for Girls Trip 4, guys. Just buckle up. Okay.
All right.
There we go. There we go. Sheena says that she thinks they're going to need bodyguards at the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
I think they will.
The scandal. I think they will.
I think they will. I think they should. It's going to be the highest rated three-part, four-part series ever. I can tell you, I love my girls from Potomac, but I can tell you from the first 30 seconds, it's going to be more interesting than that reunion, which was just so boring and so bad. So, yeah, I think they should get bodyguards. They need bodyguards. They obviously have, Sheena has Raquel's got the restraining order against Sheena. We think that was granted, right? We still don't have confirmation that was granted, although I feel like we do.
I think it was injunctive relief, like a temporary restraining order. So it was granted. And now they have a hearing on the 23rd of March to see. You're really in danger, you get a temporary restraining order. It's like injunctive relief of like, it is granted. And now we have to have a hearing to say like, is this valid? And like, is this a real restraining order that will go into the future? Or is this just was temporary and it's all bullshit? But I think the fact that it's granted temporarily means that they believed that Raquel was in enough danger based on the facts that she presented that it was granted. So it is granted. It's just until the 23rd. And then, Sheena's come out and said, Sheena's lawyered up too. I love when people lawyer up because it's like the business side of it. I can't help it, guys. And so Sheena's lawyers come out and said, this is all facts presented by a known liar and a fan and a girl desperate for fame. And we will find out the real truth on the 23rd. So that's the thing. Everyone gets so people hear what they want to hear because they're so invested. I'm invested in no one except, these listeners. And so I like to just look, I don't know. I mean, can I really see Sheena? I mean, we had Peter on. Peter's like, yeah, I could see Sheena doing that. I don't know if I could. I mean, really? I mean, first of all, I don't blame Raquel. I mean, listen, if you took my fucking phone and you put your hands on my phone and you threw it, anyone puts their hands on me, I would be doing the same thing Raquel is. So if this is true, you would be in serious trouble. Like, seriously, this is why I have no fear of anyone. You want to put your hands on me? Go ahead. I'd rather you not. Like, I don't want a black eye. I don't want to fall to the ground, but I ain't fighting you back. I'm going right to work. You're fucked if you ever put your hands on me. So if this happens and Raquel's lawyering up and has a restraining order, I would keep going. I would take the job away from the girl after 10 years. I would take every penny and be like, you and your fucking kid and your husband, go fucking move out of your house and live in the streets.
Wow.
Live in the streets. Oh, you put your hands on me? You go fucking live. You live in the streets and you rot in hell. And I don't care if I walk by you and your kid and your husband starving to death. I will literally not even throw you a pen.
And honestly. Raquel might be that kind of person because I thought it was very interesting with Peter and this whole Matt Agril, who we obviously interviewed and, been on the show for years, decade more manager at Sir. Peter, nobody is defending Raquel. Like if this happened to you and people said to me, well, what is David like? I mean, I would say like David's an amazing person. He's made a mistake, kind of like what Schwartzy is saying about Sandoval. Raquel doesn't have one friend. Not one person is coming. I don't even think let's forget the cast of Vanderpump. How about just a friend of hers in real life? How about a sibling? How about somebody? I mean, Ariana's brother has spoken out. How about someone coming out and going, hey, hey, hey. Like, she is an incredible person who walks stray dogs on the weekends. And, you know, she's was at a low point. She's done this. But everybody needs to back the fuck off. This is a real human. Not one person has come forward to do that. And Peter had, like, nothing great. Now, of course, Peter's a scorned man. You know, I mean, he feels like he was used, and probably he was, as a date or two for this season of Vanderpump, and then, you know, discarded by Raquel, and, you know, he was a starter pony, which was a touching point for him. So
he basically told her to go fuck herself on our show, and I almost felt bad listening. But listen, Peter had a great time with us. I almost want to issue an apology. I almost want to issue an apology to Mr. Madrigal, because I look, we were so, I mean, not even you, me, because, like, I, you know, come up with these questions, but, like, we were so focused on the Scandoval and Tom and Ariana and LVP. Like, the more Peter talked about the starter pony, I was just, at least I was like, yeah, sweetie, like, move on. Like, that's not why you're here. Like, I literally listened to the interview back, and, like, Peter had a great time. He's not upset. But I listened back, and I'm like, man, like, I gave no attention to his being upset for being called a starter pony. Do you realize
this?
We were just like, okay, that's great, Peter. Yeah. Like, you're not here for that. But really, you are here because, like, it is supposed to be about you. I'm like, forget about being a starter pony, babes. Like, we got to talk about, like, have you spoken to LVP? I'm like, man. Like,
no, he's very personally hurt. Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to Mr. Madrigal. That was his second appearance, and he's a lovely gentleman. We're going to see him at Sur. So I am sorry when you were telling Raquel to go fuck herself on the podcast and you referred to the starter pony. Should have spent a little more time on that, Peter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was very hurt. But anyway, you know, we live and we learn. Peter can come back. Yeah.
So what were we saying? So,
the latest in the Vanderpump, you know, like, dynasty, right? I mean, you know, we're going to get more. I feel like I'm in good company. Andy Cohen was out with Anderson Cooper, his BFF, the other night. And Anderson was like, what's going on with Scandoval? And Andy's like, oh, I'll get you up to speed. And, you know, Cooper doesn't watch it either. You know, he's like, oh, I don't really know any of these people. But, you know, so I was like, thank you. Thank you, Anderson Cooper. I mean, what else is going on in that space? I mean, why do you think Jax was, do you think Jax was ever invited to watch What Happens Live, or he just threw that up as a rumor and then, no.
Now listen, you know I have a personal relationship with Jax in the real world, so.
Yeah, you two are close. He's on your page all the time. I love it.
He comments all the time on the page. Love Jax. Jax is another one. When I sat down to chat with him, I was blown away by how smart, business-minded, intelligent. I got to be honest. Just because I like someone, I have to be honest. No, I don't think he was ever invited. Honestly, I think this was Jax being like, you know, he's a smart businessman. And if this can get him into the Bravo sphere again for a paycheck, more power to him. I honestly don't think Jax was ever invited. That's my honest opinion.
Okay.
That's the other thing. Out of all these people, you know, it just lends itself. Like, Jax doesn't, I mean, Jax can't stand Tom. Jax is not in this real world. I mean, he is, but, I mean, Dodie is the winner as far as the three fought for. Let's include Brittany, four terminated people. That Dodie's really the one that rushed to Ariana's side. She didn't do it to get back on the show, but, like, well played. Kristen Doty, well played. You are filming now.
She's the MVP.
She's not in.
She's the MVP of the week for me, and Vicky Gumbelson is the MVP. Two people who I think have played the game genius.